want to ask you to talk a little bit more about this notion of community spread. How much of this is airborne? How much of this is surfaces? What should we know?
The primary way that this virus is spreading from person to person is through respiratory droplets. So those are the kind of largest droplets that emanate from your body when you cough or sneeze. And they travel about 6 feet before being brought to the ground by the force of gravity. There may be a small component of airborne transmission that might occur, especially in hospital settings where people might be having medical procedures done or getting medicines administered by aerosols. But we don't think that airborne is probably the major form of transmission. You can technically get it from touching common surfaces. Again, that's probably not as common as getting it through being exposed to coughs and sneezes, but it is important to wash your hands a lot, especially when you touch common touch surfaces, because that there is a risk of contracting it in that manner as well.
Here in the Bay Area just this afternoon, Santa Clara County, which is reporting more and more cases, held a news conference, said the risk is increasing, and they made the step of telling people, particularly those at risk, to avoid large mass gatherings, places where people are very close together. Do you think that's justified? I mean, are we at that point?
I do think if you're an elderly person or somebody who has medical problems such as immunosuppression or maybe you have lung disease or heart disease or getting chemotherapy, that you should try and limit your exposure to other individuals. This is something, the same type of advice that we give people during flu season. So that's nothing new. It's just that we want to be make sure that our most vulnerable populations are informed and protected as best as they can be.
And before we let you go, talk a little bit about where you are as an expert in this area on testing and what you would like to see done.
I would really like to see tests put in the hands of doctors and being able to get testing done at urgent care clinics. But I know we're still quite a ways away from that. Right now, we've expanded testing greatly in this country from just being the CDC to many state health departments. And we're starting to get commercial labs online, too. And hospital university labs are making their own tests. We're increasing testing rapidly, but not quite where we need to be. We need to be able to test at the point of care and get a rapid result to patients so that we can understand how much this is spreading in our communities, understand the severity, and really be able to inform the public and our decision makers appropriately.